This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, right out here on Prayer Mountain. Last night, before I went to bed, and it was really rather late, almost midnight, I got a telephone call from my son, Chip Brim, in Tulsa. Chip is a minister of the gospel, a preacher, still travels, but he does also work at Oral Roberts University as a spiritual life coach there. And he was calling me about a young athlete, very successful young athlete, a high school athlete, not an ORU student. But this young man, whom Chip has mentored through the years of his very successful high school career, had an experience with God just last night. And so he wanted me to call that young man. And I did call him and I talked to him and he shared me his experience. Now, his experience was this. He was driving home and he was in the car alone and he had been concerned about things, heavy burden on him, even with all of his success. There were certain burdens and pressures of life. And suddenly he said, Mrs. Brim, he was so polite. He said, suddenly I was speaking in tongues at the top of my, I was literally almost screaming. And it went on, and I couldn't stop for about 5 minutes. And then he said, I did stop, and the car filled with God and filled with the peace of God. And then he said, I knew, I had the knowing that God is with me and that everything's going to be all right. And the first words that I heard within my spirit were, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about this and this. Have your faith and trust in me. Keep serving me like you are. He's very faithful to serve the Lord. And everything will be all right. He wanted to know if it witnessed with me. I said, does it ever witness with me? I said, I've recently had a dream. And if you watch, if you listen to this program regularly, you know about that dream. But I'm going to retell it to you because I retold it to him last night. And I'm reading from my partner letter of January 2008. We've had lots of response to this letter. If you did not get it, telephone us at 1-417-336-4877 and ask for a copy of the partner letter which has the dream. Reading from that letter. On the morning of December 11, I woke up during a dream, which I immediately sensed was spiritual. There was a group of people, I knew none of them. Two men stood out from the rest. One was a spiritual leader, perhaps a pastor. The other was a man the authorities were coming after to arrest. He wore a checkered shirt buttoned at the wrists and to the neck. He was dressed as a man might have been dressed around the time of the Azusa Street outpouring. This man had written a book. The authorities were coming to arrest him for having written this book. The crowd was awaiting them. Then I saw the book. The open book filled the window of my dream. On the right, I saw the usual title page with the title all in black ink. I did not read it, however, for my eyes did not focus on that page. They looked to the opposite page. Suddenly, this page filled the window of my dream. The one-word title was written widely across the entire page in huge letters. The letters were in bas-relief, each one lifted above the surface of the page. The letters were of pure gold, not gold leaf, but pure gold. Each one looked as if it were carved from a gold brick. The letters were in very stylized Old English type. They looked like letters from an ancient Bible that had been hand-lettered. They were so fancy I could not make them out. I stared at the first letter. At first, I thought it was the Hebrew letter Tet, but upon close examination, I saw it was the letter T. Then I could read the one-word title, Tongues. Those bent on arresting the man arrived. I did not see them, but knew they were there. The pastor took the man's hand and said, "Let me pray for you." The people in the crowd turned toward the man and began to pray, and I woke up. Then I heard a voice, not inaudible, but at that strong voice of the Holy Spirit, much stronger, authoritative, much more authoritative than the voice of your own spirit. And I heard, "The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And then I heard, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." Of course, the first scripture is from 2 Corinthians 10:4, and the second from 2 Corinthians 14:2. Now, I'd been thinking about the attack going on against the body of Christ, from two Chinese underground church leaders who were arrested, to attacks on individuals and ministries, to the shootings of the young YWAM at the YWAM school in Colorado and then at a church. I sensed that the attack was coordinated. It was a coordinated one from the head of the kingdom of darkness by the head of that kingdom, Satan himself, and he had coordinated it to happen near the same time. These attacks all happened just within a short time. Terrorists, for instance, behave like Satan. They attempt to strike in coordinated bomb attacks. So after I awoke and these scriptures came to mind, I immediately sensed in my mind that the focus of the attack was the power in the church. In fact, I heard, "He's after your power." Then I remembered that Jesus said in Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you." Fewer than 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them. The power of God therefore came upon them. What was the initial sign of that power? They spoke in tongues. The dream seemed to mark out as a point of focus for the attack, tongues, and specifically the power of God in the church, which they evidence. I saw that praying in tongues, number one, pulls down the enemy's strongholds. That was the first scripture spoken to me. And number two, prays into this sense realm the plans of God. 1 Corinthians 14:2. I saw that the immenseness of the letters spoke of the importance of tongues. I saw that the gold spoke of their value. Kenneth Hagin Ministries has recently published a new book entitled Tongues. This book is wonderful and especially precious to me. The editorial department of the ministry said that it came from the very seminar during which I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit and first spoke in tongues in April 1967. So after the dream, I picked up the book again. When my eyes read these words of Kenneth E. Hagin in the preface, it enlightened the dream. "There are those who speak with tongues, but they know very little about the subject. These Christians don't realize the value derived from exercising that gift, nor do they understand the scope, the purpose, and the use of tongues." The value, that's what the gold represented. The scope, that was the huge letters. And so I said to the young man who called me last night, I told him this about this dream. I said, "Yes, it bears witness with me. You were praying into probably," and he knew this by the Spirit, "praying into being God's will for your life." 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." Mysterion, that word mysteries is the Greek word mysterion. It literally means divine secrets. The divine, God, has secrets. He has plans. And he that prays in an unknown tongue is praying those plans out of the unseen realm into the seen realm. And so I said to this young athlete, I said, "You were probably praying," in fact, I knew he was, "praying God's plan into your life. You may have been praying things that will happen years down the road, but you were praying things right now." And folks, you can pray in the Spirit, in tongues, and sometimes God will use you to pray about your own life. Now, after I sent that letter out, someone sent me this prophecy through Kenneth E. Hagin that was given at the Winter Bible Seminar February 20th, 1997, and Winter Bible Seminar is going on right now. You'll want to go down to Rhema and be part of it. But here's the prophecy from 1997. Brother Hagin prophesied, speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. Speaking by the Spirit, and so the glory of God shall come into manifestation. And some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of His Spirit. Speaking by the Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues, will get you tuned up, will edify you, and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then He takes over, and you speak out what He says, not what you think. Speak out what He wants. And so the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing into a greater manifestation shall come. But all of these, all nine of the manifestations, all of them working, are worked by that one and self-same Spirit. Inspirational gifts, men and women speaking by the Spirit, by prophecy, inspired utterance, by tongues and interpretation, shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being, into this sense realm, where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God, the manifestation of the Spirit of God, the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Rejoice ye and be glad. I said to that young athlete, you've been praying things in your own life into manifestation, and now the orders are rejoice and be glad. Folks, did you get those statements? These words spoken boldly in tongues shall bring forth great happenings. These words spoken in tongues shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being, into this sense realm, so that men can see and know the glory of God, the manifestation of God. It's so in my heart, especially from this dream, that what we say right now is bringing into this realm what God wants to happen now. Oh, folks, please pick up your telephone and order from us Brother Hagin's book, Tongues, Beyond the Upper Room by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's a new book, but it's put together from teachings from long ago and up to date. It will answer all your questions. You may or may not speak with tongues, but this will bless you. Read it yourself and give it to someone else to read. We'll make it available to you for $10. Just call 1-800-972-3447. This is only for our radio audience. 1-800-972-3447 or write Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. And if you can include an offering for our radio broadcast, we would appreciate it. God bless you, and shalom, shalom, as you watch what you say.